This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and I'm joined in the studio on this gloomy Monday afternoon by none other than Angeline Tay. How are you doing today, Angie?
All right.
I hope your weekend was well spent. What do we have on the show today to, like, just, you know, kick the week off in, on the right mood?
Yep. So we're reaching for the stars because an aerospace manufacturer is coming to invest in Malaysia, and we'll cover that interesting story in a bit. And we're also going to talk about Uniqlo threatening to pull out the U.S. Because they don't like Trump's proposed import duties, and that's also coming up in a bit.
Yeah, and hey, how about starting your week with winning something really cool? We are giving away 4 tickets to Echelon Malaysia 2017, and we're going to tell you how you could win those at the end of the show, so stick around for that. Right now, onto our first story. Mm-hmm. A Tier 1 aerospace manufacturer is coming to invest in Malaysia, like you mentioned earlier, Angie, making it the first Tier 1 aerospace manufacturer to come to the country after like a 10-year hiatus.
Yeah, finally, right? Because the last Tier 1 aerospace manufacturing giant that invested in Malaysia was back in 2007. Mm. That company was called Spirit Aero Systems, which is based in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes, if you don't know what Tier 1 means, it's the most important member of a supply chain, supplying components directly to the OEM that sets up the chain. Now, back to investments in Malaysia, a source from Miti said that the 14th Langkawi International Maritime and Aerospace Exhibition, better known as LIMA 2017, there are negotiations that's going on and should be concluded by the end of this year.
And the investment should benefit 3 to 4 SMEs in the country and contribute to realizing the Aerospace Industry Blueprint 2015 to 2030 roadmap. And this blueprint was actually launched back in 2015.
Yeah, so with this investment, it would likely trigger another wave of Tier 1 manufacturing investments to tap on the growing aerospace business here in Malaysia over the next decade or so, as projected by the blueprint. Did you know that we are one of the strongest competitors for the aerospace investments after Singapore?
Yeah, in the region, right? But of course, you know, after Singapore, that's almost all the time. So the manufacturer that plans to invest here is believed to be from the U.S. And after the fact that Donald Trump became the U.S. president, there have been concerns whether U.S. investments would flow back home. But not to worry, you know, in an exclusive interview with Starbiz, you know, recently the U.S. Ambassador Kamala Sheeran Lakhdar said that U.S. companies in Malaysia made independent decisions based on the business environment and the needs of the supply chain.
Yeah, the U.S. companies are usually producing for the global market, so their decisions would be according to the commercial environment, of course. So fresh aerospace business opportunities are in the area of high-precision component manufacturing, and if this deal is signed, we'll see a lot of opportunities for advanced technology transferring here in the area of engineering, electronics, composite materials, something called MRO, and also research and technology.
Yep, yeah. And actually, you know, SME Corp nurtured 10 SMEs to produce aerospace parts and components since the implementation of the blueprint. Mm. And another 10 are currently being identified to strengthen the aerospace manufacturing ecosystem. And this is also to be seen as a transition due to the slowdown of the oil and gas industry. Mm. So, you know, local SMEs with the machinery and capabilities in oil and gas to perform high precision component manufacturing can diversify into this aerospace sector.
Yeah, according to this blueprint, the local aerospace industry is expected to generate a 55.2 billion ringgit revenue and 32,000 high income jobs by the year 2030. 30,000 plus jobs. Mm. That's achievable according to Miti because Boeing has forecast the need for over 39,000 planes valued at about like 5.9 trillion US dollars over the next 20 years. Big orders coming in,
yeah,
and big job numbers for us too.
Exactly. And Boeing also said that 38% or about 15,000 of new airplanes would be delivered to Asia. Mm. And meanwhile, the MITI minister, Dr. Sri Mustafa Muhammad, said the aerospace industry in the country was expected to grow at 7% this year, with the aerospace manufacturing sector contributing 55% to the aerospace industry revenue.
Yeah. So, you know, we just mentioned mentioned U.S. President Donald Trump earlier and how foreign businesses are concerned about their welfare with some new rules that he might be imposing soon. One of those rules, and this is our second story, could be a higher border tax that for companies that are producing their goods overseas. So obviously this isn't sitting well with a lot of people, and now clothing giant Uniqlo has threatened to pull out of the U.S. if Trump's border tax becomes a reality.
Yeah, so in our second story of the day, Uniqlo founder Tadashi Yanai, who is also the chairman and president of Fast Retailing, which owns Uniqlo, said that if his company was forced to pay import duties, he would shut down U.S. operations completely. And he basically said that the company would not be able to make really good products if the U.S. at cost that are beneficial to customers if they were forced to move their manufacturing operations to the States.
So basically what he's saying is that he won't be able to make stuff for cheap, right?
Yeah, in a nutshell, yes. Yeah, that's exactly it. But he's angling it in a way that puts the consumer at risk. As in, you know, if he had to pay import taxes, then the cost would trickle down to the consumers to make up for the company's higher cost of production. I mean, it's simple logic.
So, okay, here's a quick recap on this whole tax issue, what it's all about. We all know that Mr. Trump isn't a fan of importing goods from overseas, of course. He believes in making stuff in America for America. And, you know, he has warned that in the past that the U.S. will impose a border tax of up to 35% on some goods produced abroad and brought into the U.S.
And to be honest, I don't think Trump is going to be fazed by a threat by Uniqlo, but, you know, he might be worried about what Germany's economy minister said back in mid-March at the World Trade Organization. The minister basically said that her country could file a lawsuit against the U.S. if the taxes are introduced, because such a drastic spike in taxes will hit Germany hard because of the number of cars the country produces.
Yeah, and you don't want to offend Germany.
That's a monster.
And their cars, because there's a lot of business to lose if you're not careful. The thing is, I know this isn't the popular opinion, but can you really blame Trump for trying to impose these taxes? He's not barring anyone from opening shop in the U.S. He's just saying that if you want to sell in the U.S., why not also manufacture in-house? You know, do things, you know, keep it in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it creates jobs and develops the financial ecosystem in the States, especially in the more rural parts, or as the mainstream likes to call it, Trump country.
I guess it's a bit anti-globalization for this day and age. Maybe, you know, if this was a few decades ago, it would have made, you know, been fine. But in today's world, it just doesn't make sense to impose a higher price just to manufacture your goods in-house.
And then you also have to wonder, does Trump even care about foreign brands? You know, he has always supported American-made products, and maybe he sees this as a good thing. I mean, it's not like the U.S. are not capable of making their own clothes or their own cars. In fact, I think they're really good at making all of, I mean, both those things, right? So I really don't know if Trump is worried about all these brands threatening to close shop. He probably just sees the benefits of an all-American brand economy.
And on the flip side, it's not like Uniqlo needs the U.S. either. You know, they have 1,000 shops worldwide, and only 50 of those are in the States, which is why they can briefly talk about leaving the U.S. if they're not happy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure more companies and countries will make similar threats in the future as the Trump administration continues to make America great again.
Great again.
We'll be right back after these messages. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Bulletins for managers, BFM 89.9.
And we're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes. This is Audrey Raj. Angeline Tay is with me in the studio. Okay, so I'm not sure if you've heard about this app called Robinhood, but it's really popular. It's a really popular app among millennials in the state. This app basically lets you trade stocks without paying any fees, so it's really great at helping novices trade stock. And guess what? According to a recent report by TechCrunch, I think it came out just this weekend, the app is valued now at $1.3 billion.
Yeah, the new round of funding is reportedly led by Yuri Milner's investment arm, DST Global. Now, if you find that name familiar, that's because Yuri Milner is Russia's most influential tech investor, and he was actually one of the early backers of Facebook and Twitter. And his investment arm's contribution to Robinhood brings the value of the investing app at over $1 billion, and that makes it a unicorn in Silicon Valley terms.
Yes. Actual unicorns in Silicon Valley. And to think that, you know, Robinhood just launched in December 2014. It's like 2+ years old. And it actually quickly became a favorite among younger people looking to invest, because they could do it without paying, like, I think that there's like a $7 per trade demanded by, you know, your usual firms.
Mm-hmm.
And if you check out the app itself, it's actually quite stylish and simple to use, which helped lure first-time stock traders that made up a huge portion of Robinhood's first big wave users.
Mm, I think it would be useful for us as well. I mean, you know, as BFM do encourage us to trade to learn about the market better, right?
And when we first started trading as well, we were a bit apprehensive,
yeah,
right?
So blank. You feel like you're just throwing money away because you don't know what you're investing in. You should just talk to Ringgit and Sense.
Yes, correct.
And according to TechCrunch, investors were also excited by the success of its new Robinhood Gold subscription plan, which launched just last September. Mm. While the main service does not charge fees to trade stocks, but Robinhood Gold subscribers pay $10 a month to get an extra 2.5 hours of trading, an extra line of credit, and bigger instant deposits of up to $2,000 into their bank account.
Yeah, you know, even before the addition of Robinhood Gold, the app was a clear favorite, especially for millennials who dipped their toes into stock trading. The setup was actually really smart. You know, it was low cost, easy. It used an easy to use platform, and this helped users start trading within minutes of opening an account. And this basically cemented its popularity among a younger phone first generation. That's what they're called. And the company now has more than 1 million users who combined have transacted, get this, over $25 billion on the platform.
Wow.
Yeah, has gone through it crazy,
gee,
right?
Yeah, and you know, just a bit of trivia for you before we go into the break. If you're wondering what the most popular stocks these millennials were trading in, apparently by percentage of ownership of its users, you know, the sticks were, surprise, surprise, Apple, Twitter, GoPro, and Facebook.
I tell you, this millennial's so predictable. Okay, we're going to take a break for some music right now. Here is Rodriguez with This Is Not a Song, It's an Outburst. But I think it's a song. I think we think it's a song. Enterprise Biz Bytes, we'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Because feelings matter. BFM 89.9.
This is not a song, it's an outburst. That's Rodriguez there with his outburst. Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angie and Audrey. Right, since it's a Monday, we'd like to help you make the most of your week by running down some pretty cool events that are happening pretty soon over the week.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned at the start of the show, we are giving out tickets to Echelon Malaysia 2017 that's happening in Penang. So just imagine that beach, all that food, and also the productivity of Echelon Malaysia.
Yeah, okay, so here are the details. It will be happening on the 12th and 13th of April at the Royal Bintang in Georgetown. And this time, the theme is From Second City to Startup City. And it brings international speakers, investors, mentors, and you, the startups, and even the tech community under one roof, and will dive into three verticals, which are hardware and IoT, travel tech, and creative content.
Yeah, there's also a live startup pitching session. So think of Shark Tank if you're a fan of that show. If you'd like to win yourself a ticket to the event, just answer this very simple question. This year's theme for Echelon Malaysia 2017, we just mentioned it earlier, is it A, from second city to first city, B, from second city to smart city, or C, from second city to startup city? And send in your answers via text or WhatsApp to 016-201-9000.
Mm, and I'll repeat the question. This year's theme for Echelon Malaysia 2017 is A, second city to first city, B, from second city to smart city, or C, from second city to startup city. WhatsApp or just text 016-201-9000 along with your name and IC, and failure to do so, we will not accept your answer.
Yeah, because how will we know, you know, who you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are we going to give the tickets to? Okay. Next up is an event for those of you out there who have a bright idea, but you're just not sure where to begin, where to start with the whole thing, right? Well, why don't you just put your ideas to the ultimate test? The next intake for Alpha Startups Malaysia is now open. So if you're looking to kickstart a tech startup, do check this one out. It helps you to validate your idea before moving into the next step, that is customer, product, and market development to raise funds, term sheets, and shareholder agreements. This program is free, but you first need to get your idea accepted into the program.
Yep, and to do that, just head over to alphastartups.co/Malaysia and sign up there. The event starts on this April 17th and lasts last until April 21st. You need to submit a video for your initial product idea for their evaluation.
Yeah, there's never been a more easy way to help you kickstart your tech startup. So seriously, please check this out.
Yep. And lastly, there'll be a complimentary talk to introduce two of the most popular courses at Harvard University, Adaptive Leadership and Immunity to Change. This event is organized by BFM Edge at Work. Glow Damansara will actually be speaking to the founder of Work, which is a co-working space, tomorrow morning live at 10.
Yeah,
so be sure to check that out. And they're doing some pretty cool stuff there.
Yeah, the speaker is Nur Aziz, who is currently leading Ashoka Malaysia. She taught three graduate courses at Harvard on entrepreneurship, global education policy, and adult human development. And due to her accomplishments, she was awarded the prestigious Education Pioneers Fellowship back in 2014. This is free, but do register at bfmedge.com.
Yep. And if you miss any of the details regarding these events, don't fret. Just head on over to our podcast page on the website, or better still, the BFM app, and you can stream us again to catch all this information again. And the BFM app is of course available on the Apple App Store and also Google Play.
All right, we've come to the end of Enterprise Biz Bytes for Monday, April the 3rd. Let's round up the stories that we talked about today. First, we shared about a Tier 1 aerospace manufacturer that is coming to invest in Malaysia, making it the first Tier 1 aerospace manufacturer to come to the country after a 10-year hiatus.
Mm-hmm. Then we spoke about Uniqlo founder Tadashi Yanai said that he would shut down U.S. operations completely if Uniqlo was forced to pay import duties. Mm. And he basically said that the company will not be able to make really good products in the US at costs that are beneficial to customers if they were forced to move their manufacturing operations into the States.
Yeah, and then we also talked about that app in the US called Robinhood, which is popular among millennials because it's like it helps millennials trade stocks, right? And it's now valued at $1.3 billion. So that's a great like lift your spirits kind of story.
Yep. And we also did an event rundown. You can check out our podcast that's available on BFM app again, and we'll be posting up links to the articles as well as the events.
Yep. So up next at 12:30 is the Breakfast Grill replay with Dr. Muhammad Zamzam Jafar, the CEO of Malaysian Nuclear Power Corp. He talked about how nuclear could be the answer to long-term energy security for the nation.
Mm-hmm. And that's all we have for today. Enterprise Biz Bytes with Audrey and Angie, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.